Blog Talk Radio.
I didn't want Hand in Hand Foundation to be a nonprofit like every other nonprofit, dependent on funding from grants, donations, etc. I wanted to run it more like a business. I wanted it to earn on its own. So, and I wanted it to fit within a program that would help people, help businesses, and unite them in a common goal, which is our environment. I mean, without that, all life ends. So, but at the same time, we have to give back to our future, which is our children. So Hand in Hand Foundation, since we have a dual mission, which is environmental and children, which basically we're life. We just encompass all life. We want everything to live in balance. So I said, well, one of our biggest problems is recycling, and one of the problems is with recycling is that first thing, people don't care. There's not enough facilities around. We should have recycling cans on every corner, outside, because this is a problem. You know, it's killing our environment. We're drinking, our water is bad as it is, but we're polluting it with plastics, chemicals, everything else, and we're ingesting this in your body. There's no long-term.
You know, that is so true. I saw on Facebook one of the posts of where they had this new dynamic machine to clean up lakes and rivers, and just in the demonstration of it, I was surprised to see just how much recyclable garbage is actually thrown in our water systems. It's appalling.
Yes, it's bad. So as a way of funding our nonprofit, we decided to do a recycling program. But our recycling program is geared toward the businesses because the businesses create the most recycle. And in order for this program to be a free program, because we didn't want to charge people for doing what's right. I mean, there's enough greed in this world as it is. We wanted to kind of be their partner. We want to help them stay in business. We want to help save them money. We have to support our businesses, because especially our small businesses, You have to, because they are the cornerstone of this financial society. But we tend to overlook the obvious. So in order to do this, we had to figure out a way I could fund Hand in Hand's growth and at the same time help the businesses, at the same time give back to the children and be able to help as many children as possible, and to feed people, to devise a way of funding this without having to wait.
So basically what you're saying is that
donation.
What Doug struggled with is creating a revenue-generating device that was effective, and you've come up with the Cans for Kids program.
True, but it also creates jobs. Because, see, what we will never be able to – I won't say never because one day we will, but because that's how life is. But we want to keep people working. Okay, so Hand in Hand is also designed so the average Joe can earn.
Do you know what? I like the concept of that. We have another caller coming in. Seems like they're from your area. Let's find out who's calling in from a 929 area code. Welcome. This is the GPE discussion panel. This is a special birthday broadcast, and we have another caller online joining in. Who do we have?
Hi, good evening. It's Nefertaria. Happy birthday.
Oh, Nef, well, hello, my dear. We can hear you now.
Hi, girl.
For ladies out there who's not familiar with Nefertaria Net's Logic, if you find her on Facebook, she came on a couple of broadcasts prior, but unfortunately, and I'll put it on family error, my son was at the gym and called in, and we can hear everybody working out, so we really couldn't hear her interview. And it was just so unfortunate and unfair. She's back with us, as you can hear her now. She has a lovely voice, and we have Harris on the line with us, so that's a great thing. Say hello, everybody. We're all together on my birthday.
Hello, Harris. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, darling, doing fine. How you doing?
Tired. Had a long weekend, but I'm fine.
I know. I try to. Hey, businesswoman in New York. Shit. Hey, but that's what
listen, we were caught up in the middle of Mr. Walker explaining to our listeners about the Cans for Kids program and how they came up with the concept and where they are hoping that this program takes them. At some point, Nif, we will have an interesting conversation with you as well. Thank you for my birthday shout out. I appreciate it. You know, old people like me like to be honored. If it's for nothing more than just I've made it another year. Okay, Harris, please finish where we were at. We were talking about the concept of how we that you struggle to create a revenue generating device to help meet immediate needs, realistic needs for the community and the homeless and the disenfranchised. Pick it up from where we left off there, if you don't mind.
Okay, so I wanted something that we could build with people, something that people can be a part of, because they're a part of society too. So we have to be able to interact. So this also, in this business, we don't just come pick up recycle. We know the managers. We know the workers. They know who we are. You see what I'm saying? We're
interacting
with community.
So basically, it's a community grassroots type of dynamic where a personal rapport with your local merchants helps you put into place goodwill toward your program. This is basically what keeps your return policy good?
Well, see, the thing is, well, with us, we're our dynamic is so different than any other recycling concept ever, but it works because we look at numbers, we look at weight. We have the more businesses we have, the more we can earn, and then more I can employ, more then the faster we can grow. And at the same time, we're covering another thing. We're educating people on the importance of recycling properly.
Right.
See, we don't recycle properly because we don't understand what is really recyclable. But if I tell you that really 99% of the world is recyclable, from the concrete you're walking on to the wood that's in your house.
So basically,
the thing
is having the right contacts in order to know how to move your recyclables along or get rid of your recyclables.
That's another thing. To do it properly, you have to be licensed. We're licensed in the state of California as community recyclers.
Okay.
So,
interesting.
You have to do it properly because we're a part of society.
Mm-hmm.
We want everybody doing this so the government understands what we're doing and understands our goals toward recycling, which is their goal. But at the same time, we're filling other goals by being able to fund what we can to help other organizations as we stabilize ourselves and grow and prepare for other growth.
You know
so
what?
We can do this through our trash because this is something, first thing, you don't want. Somebody has to do it.
And
everything
so right
is worth
now,
something
and
to somebody.
The Foundation is just trying to be that somebody. I like the whole concept of that. And we're going to talk more about that. Nitz Logic's with us, and I want to ask her a couple of things. Nitz, I really love the post that you sent me, the information about the kitty boat ride. You know I'm the Toy Man Game Prizes. I'm an animated figure, and I host different children's parties and special things like that. Tell me, how did the boat ride go take place? Was it a good production? Did it rain? Was it a sunny day that day? Sunday, right? Nif? Hello?
Did we lose her?
Well, I had you on speaker, so just give me a minute.
Oh.
I just have to put you back. I mean, I had you on mute while you guys were talking, so you wouldn't hear the background noise.
Okay. Did you hear the question?
No, I didn't.
Okay. You're doing the boat rides for the kitty. And I'm just curious.
I came in as a vendor, and I'm working with them to, you know, help sponsor the nonprofit and just setting things up for when Caris is prepared to open up the New York office. So, you know, our initial discussion and when I came upon her hand in hand was, you know, to really get the relationships going and. You know, just when, you know, we want to make sure that I would love to do a Camp for Kids program, you know, over here. But, you know, with the recycling and, you know, New York territory is totally different than California. But there are so many other things that Harris has helped out. And, you know, when, you know, we are really up and going, I want to already have some sponsors and have some people who are really involved, you know, especially when we're building the mall. You know, we have the Hand in Hand Foundation Mall that people can support all our philanthropic work that we're doing throughout the community. So this weekend, I actually partnered up with New York State of Mind, and we threw a Easter event in Harlem, and that featured over 1,000 people. We also partnered with New York. The Children of New York, which was in the Bronx, and Say Cheese Entertainment, that was the boat ride. And again, that's, you know, partnering up and, you know, having them sponsor our nonprofit organization, whether it's help selling tickets so we can, you know, get into selling tickets. So I kind of came in as a vendor to work and help out a friend who was vending.
Let me ask you about that one point, because that sounds very interesting, and other people may be able to help in a way. You said that in order to create a revenue-generating device, you acted as a vendor, and it helped to finance the nonprofit, your nonprofit positioning by inspiring ticket sales. Is that correct? Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's very interesting, because what I see is that if people want to help, then they can find ways to lend their talents in many ways to fundraise, and I see that's a very good point. I don't want to cut you off. Continue. You're a very interesting lady, a person, and there are a lot of things going on with you. Nev, tell us more about what's going on with you, and then at some point we're going to get back to Harris. But I want to hear more about what's going on with this Harlem production. Tell me how that went, and how did you connect into that?
Well, with Harris, you know, again, he has put the battery in my pack. Because, again, when we had the initial interview, I mentioned that a lot of people were I was always volunteering, you know, helping out with nonprofit organizations or for-profit organizations and working throughout the community. And when I wanted to start up my own nonprofit, I didn't have my 501c3. So when he asked me, what do you feel that you need that you know, to give you your wings so you can fly? And I said, well, I need my 501c3. If I had that, I have different revenues of raising money, raising funds and getting things. And then I'm always with collaborating and partnering up. And then I already had, another life where I was dealing with music, but my heart was always dealing with schools and dealing with children and doing tutoring. And I had a child, so I got into doing different things that I can do with my daughter. So I'm also a poet, I started up Best of Streets in a way to give, well, not really to give back, to pay for it, because, you think of nonprofits, you think of, really wealthy people who puts money out, but that's not the people who does work. The people who does work are ones who are like your neighbors. Those are the ones who, really do the work for you, work with you, or, out there in the community. So, I started off small. I'm doing back to school events, doing toy drives for families in the shelters. And at that moment, I didn't have the knowledge of how to organize a nonprofit or how to get corporate partnership and sponsors and endorsement and, the political. I was in the area, but I didn't know the language or how to really get them to be a part of what I was doing. So through partnerships, so that way, because I really started off doing live stream shows with independent artists in the neighborhood that I knew, and that was the area that I was in. I'm an artist, so I wanted to make sure I can do something for them, but I always did it, work with children and children on my heart. So Bless the Streets was really, coming to really fill in the gaps between the community and other nonprofits organizations, because I was really knowledgeable about resources that were available to us. And then it came with the time that the information about this particular or one particular nonprofit organization got out there, they were closing. So it was like, well, why weren't people coming, like the PALs? You had PALs in the neighborhoods that closed, but they were offering free after-school programs, but no one knew that these things were going on. Every area in New York City gets $4 million in your council district. Where is that money going? So I wanted to be involved and be knowledgeable where that money was going. How can I get it to the communities and to the people that desperately needed it? So,
I really understand that, because let me segue into that. I want my listeners to get a feel of what this conversation is really talking about. In your community, the government always earmarks a certain amount of money for your particular
district. Well, in all communities, in all districts, not only in New York City, in every state they do that.
Right. So I'm generalizing about how the businesses is done. And a lot of times people don't recognize that if you go to your particular councilman's house or community board house, you can submit applications for different types of sponsorship depending on the type of organization you are or the kind of event that you're trying to do, if it's a community benefit, like block parties, different type of fundraising drives, or things of that nature. Okay, I just wanted to put that across, that's the direction that we're going, because a lot of people do not know that. And if they do need help, always go to your community board house, and they may be able to help direct you to what you need, especially when it does come down to financing. All right, Niff, continue on. I hear more of what that point is. Go in that direction, because our listeners need to understand that, they can get help. It's just not always
available. Yeah, there's a lot of help. There's also larger partnerships is very important, because you have other organizations that gets grants, and they get grants just to help smaller organizations. So, a lot of times you have organizations doing the same work. You may have 10 organizations that's saying that they feed the hungry. Why don't these 10 organizations work together? And, instead of everyone trying to go after the same dollar, everyone can share and be able to get you know, reach out to the community if that's actually what, you know, their heart is at. You know, so a lot of what Hand in Hand stood for was a lot of the things that I was, I stood for in New York. And I, you know, was honored when he asked me to come, you know, come along and be the executive director for the tri-state area. So what I was previously doing in the neighborhood, as well as my events, and I was partnering up with the New York Hip Hop Festival, the Hip Hop Parade, the African Arts Festival, and just partnering up, and whether it was offering resources or finding people who were be willing to, you know, sponsor the events, and they were in my community, being in Bedford-Stuyvesant, you know. So these were things that I grew up watching. They've been in operation for 20 years, and I was afraid to see these things stop, you know. So I wanted to make sure.
I want to go in a direction with you. You spoke about how you partner with different organizations and you function in a capacity to be able to be a help to them where they're needed. Green Festival is coming up June 10th. Harris, are you there with me? You there with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. This is where I want to pause.
I can listen to Niff all night, bro. You know.
Okay, because we do have Sister Nip's Logic here with us in New York. And when it comes here to New York, the Green Festival, I'm always there as a radio personality. This year, I would like, Nip, for you, because you understand people and organization, and you, Harris, because you have the 501 that we may be able to get sponsorship. But see if we can come up with some kind of a blueprint to make Hand in Hand Foundation in partnership with GPE presence a little bit stronger there. Now, I'll be there just as a radio host, but at the same time, I'm thinking it may be interesting either to do one or two things, either have a table sponsored there, which is a certain type of investment, a financial investment, or something else I can do is pretty much move as a radio host, interviewing, talking with the people there, and at some point carry different types of little small handout giveaways. I always carry them when I go out. And with that, maintain promotional acknowledgement of our Hand in Hand Foundation, what they're trying to do. So there's two ways. One's a little bit more involved. One is just by the seat of the pants, getting to everybody as well. But regardless, it takes a little bit of planning to know what message that you want to send. It takes a little bit of financing, okay, because we're all human. It takes just transportation to get there. So there are some financial or concerns, considerations, you know, signage costs, you know, to have adequate signage depending on how we move with it. But I would like for you guys to put your thinking caps on in that direction. June 10th is when this is going to happen. It's a couple of months away. They are going to have a launch party pretty soon, which I'll probably attend, and that's when I always talk with the president. She's a charming Russian lady, Carrie Ann. So I want to, you know how to approach her. If it's just basically we're going to do it by me just being there, then that's very easy. If it's about a booth or setting up something like that, or maybe because they do have entertainment there, seeing if I can get some stage time up there so that I may be able to do any little thing. I'm good at creating, you know, spontaneous events with the public, so I may be able, she may let me showcase something. I might be able to do a quick raffle or some type of spontaneous giveaway. So I'm looking at it from those angles. When I do see her, you know, I want to know what type of conversation I should have for her involving Hand in Hand Foundation. Okay? I want us to definitely all get together on that.
Well, that was some thinking, you know, so I can definitely do a strategic plan on what should we give out. I know at the moment we're definitely wanting to get everybody to shop at shop on the stores through our Hand in Hand website. So I may, you know, ask for sponsorship as far as gift cards or something to raffle.
You know, I don't want you guys to strain your brains because I know you have wonderful thinking abilities, but I put it to you guys out here so that you know what to think about, because I'm more than sure with your savviness, with your industrial thinking, Harris, and because I've been doing this for enough years, you know, promotion is something I've done too many years. I know we can come up with the most cost-effective, and I try to explain this to people when you're producing, you know, it's not like you got a lot of money to do anything, but what you're trying to do is get your message across clearly. You're trying to do it at a good enough budget, and you're trying to do it where you can have a return visit. So
that's the whole idea. See, by doing it together, it costs
less.
By our next broadcast, we
should have some blueprint. And the reason why I say by our next broadcast, we should have some kind of blueprint.
Tell me on it. Let's talk about it.
Because what I want to do is send it to Green Festival, because on their page, like, we send things because we have videos with them and whatnot, prove it, and then they'll put it on the page. So I want to send Carrie-Anne the radio broadcast as we are formulating some kind of strategic blueprint to be there. And I want to be able to, you know, sit down and talk with us. Hey, listen, this is a broadcast. We did listen to it at some point. Maybe one of her PR people, Dave, might do it. I think she's got a new PR girl. They were communicating with me on Facebook. I may reach out to her and say, listen, this is something that we're trying to do. Get this over to Carrie-Anne if she's sort of big now, because she's been doing it for a few years. So I'm sure her stature has grown more than when I first met her years ago. So I just want to have a clear concept of what direction we're going in, and I'd love to be able to play that little thing for either her or her PR department so they can understand exactly what we want to do. Because if our blueprint sounds good enough and I can talk to them a little bit, I'm hoping they can actually give me some stage time to come on as Toy Man to do some kind of quick entertainment piece and a giveaway, you know, if they're not putting out the money.
Toy Man, let me explain something. See, one thing about hand-to-hand, see, I said we're about life. So our programs are set up to be 90-95% acceptable, because it encompasses the basics of everything that we need. This is why I said, you know, the Cans for Kids is just the first program. That was our base program. But through this, like I said, yes, strategic partnerships. NIF, I mean, why you think she's who she is? I mean, she is like
NIF,
my
other
me.
What do you got to say about that? NIF, why are you who you are?
She's amazing, man. She's, man. I'm pretty
impressed with her pedigree.
I don't know what to say about her. She's Wonder Woman and Superwoman and Batwoman and that girl all in one, and the mother. You see. She's amazing.
You know what I love about you guys?
I need a thousand like her.
Neff and you, Harris, you guys know how to lay it on.
Man,
you guys are very good at
smoothing. She understands.
And that's how you get the money. So I love it.
you're new at this. We've been working on this. We're building something here. You don't understand. We're building something that's going to encompass every soul.
Mm-hmm. I see.
We need something we got so much division. We need something that's going to unite us in ways that we don't understand we're being united in, because they divided us that way. So we have to heal that way, too. So every program that we do is a green program, for one, because you can't. Green is sustainable. That is the only thing that is sustainable. Everything else will eventually die out and change. But the sun will be here
guys,
until this world ends.
Harris, not to cut you off. I just got the little alert. We're down to our last 90 seconds.
Okay.
What I'd like, it's for Neff. I'd like you to sign up, but I'd like you to leave our people with a message until we return next Monday.
Well, I didn't think so much to think about a message to leave. But, you know, as I say, you know, the act of giving is not to give back. It's actually to give forward. So I guess that would be the message to next Monday.
Okay. And Brother Harris, give him a message and sign off, because next Monday we're going to have a very, very interesting broadcast about what we're going to do for the Green Festival.
All right. I would tell folks, use the mall, HHF Mall. Google us, Hand in Hand Foundation. Go to our website. You can save up to 90%. We sell everything. We're partnered with over 270 stores. I will be adding new stores tonight. Save yourself some money and support your community. Support what we're doing.
All All right, people, there you have it. This has been the GPE discussion panel. It's the 4/17/2017. Today is my birthday, and I got my birthday callers coming in, and they wished me a great happy birthday. We had Nits Logic. You can find her on Facebook. You can find Harris Walker at H&H Foundation, Hand in Hand Foundation. Just go to Facebook and you can find his site as well. Okay, I recognize that Niff, she's dropped from us. This music is still giving me a problem. Harris, listen, I'm getting ready to sign out here. I realize that the episode has ended, but I recognize that sometimes it's still recording. So, I didn't know that before the last time, but it does.
Well, hey, new experiences. That's what life is about, bro. That's what life is about, new experiences. So,
all right. So
I'm going to let you get off of here so you can go have your birthday, man. You know, this is your day today. So, you don't need to be, you've done your job. Okay, go have
some
fun. Go get some rest.
Now, this week, I'm going to get back with you all before Monday. So we can go with a few blueprints so that when we do have conversation, the president of the Green Expo, she'll get a good earful of exactly what we're planning on doing. Have a good night, my brother, and I'm going to end this broadcast to say I love you. I love Nits Logic. I feel very positive that something very special is going to happen. You have a good evening. God bless.
You too.